The Traveler's Journal, September 17th. Airing airline complaints. Busy flight schedules, crowded airports, and imperious attitudes of many airline personnel have passengers steaming. Gripes abound, but few travelers know what rights they have when their scheduled flights are diverted, delayed, or canceled. That's not surprising since, for years, each airline has been pretty much free to do what it wants. First, understand that no carrier guarantees its schedules. Factors like bad weather, heavy air traffic, even mechanical problems are considered beyond the airline's control. Each carrier sets its own guidelines about passenger amenities in these situations and publishes them in its conditions of carriage and related regulations. Though airlines often allow airport staff leeway to dole out amenities such as free phone calls and cab fares, it's generally up to the passengers to ask. If a carrier is responsible for a canceled departure or flight delay that lasts more than 4 hours, you might get a free meal, or perhaps a hotel room, if the delay caused you to miss a connection. If a flight's diverted by bad weather, expect free ground transportation to your original destination. No carrier provides compensation for financial losses or inconvenience caused by delays. If you don't get courtesies and amenities to which you feel you're entitled, write or email the airline's Consumer Affairs Department or its president. Send copies to the Department of Transportation and your travel agent. The DOT also has a hotline to register complaints about airline service, and the FAA has a similar line regarding matters of safety. And several passenger rights organizations also log complaints. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.